During political campaigns, voters may feel they can never get away from the candidates and their promises. But the truth is, when it comes to political debates, there are fewer and fewer being televised at the national and the local levels. That's the conclusion of a report by the Committee for the Study of the American Electorate. Committee Director Curtis Ganz joins me this morning. Thanks for
coming
in.
Good morning, Jackie.
Curtis, you looked at 10 states in the 2000 election cycle, Senate, House, gubernatorial races. What precisely did you find?
Well, we found that a majority of those debates for governor, senator, and House were not covered. 63% had no television coverage at all. We found that only 18% were covered by network affiliates. We found that while it's noble of PBS and other independent stations to cover debates, they only reach 2% of the audience and less than 1% of the eligible vote. So essentially, we found a broad picture that the American public could not view those debates, did not get those that information, and were essentially left with TV ads and journalistic interpretations on races that are important and races for which you do not have a lot of independent sources of information.
And what persuades a television executive in the year 2000 to either run a debate or not run a debate?
The answer is I don't know. We have moved a long way from television feeling a public service obligation to inform the public. Increasingly, television, and particularly network and network affiliate television, says you can get that on the internet and C-SPAN and CNN. And that's not true because, an informed electorate is not an option. It's a necessity in a democracy. And I think television and particularly network and network affiliated television are abdicating their role in terms of informing the American people.
You say in the report that Minnesota, to a degree, is a role model for how it can handle a debate. In what way?
There was one debate and only one debate in the entire 10 states that we had, which was the third debate between Senator Mark Dayton and former Senator Rod Grams. All three networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, all their affiliates in the entire state agreed to televise that debate live. It was an agreement. There was no coercion. And 74% of the market viewing audience at that time, which was 7 p.m. in the evening, viewed it. And 25% of the entire electorate viewed it, and therefore you were actually reaching a broad audience.
A final question. You know that there are political analysts who believe that political debates these days are so rehearsed, so canned, that they really don't inform. So my question is, does the electorate really lose a lot?
The answer is, in these campaigns where you get a minimal amount of coverage by television, where only 29% of young people, for instance, read newspapers, you need that information to cut through the ads and the interpretation.
Because it may be the only source.
It's the only major source.
Okay. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Curtis Ganz, the director of the Committee for the Study of the American Electorate.